From start to finish, it took ex-newspaper man David Nevin 8 years to write a massive historical novel based on the life of John Charles Fremont. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. David Nevin had to lug 1,400 pages of manuscript in two satchels when he delivered it to his publisher, Putnam's. The editing process whittled Dream West down to a mere 639 pages. Nevin says he wanted his portrait of Fremont, a major figure in the history of the West, to be an accurate one, and yet one that shows the character's inner feelings.
It took a lot of research because I had to study the period. It's not too hard to find out about Fremont, but it is hard to know what people were wearing, what they were doing, what they were thinking, how they entertained themselves, how they lived, how they traveled in a period 140 years ago.
Most of Nevin's research was done in the nation's capital.
My wife and I had a research desk at the Library of Congress. We lived in Washington at that time. Scholar's desk, they call it, which is very nice for an old reporter to be sitting at a scholar's desk. And for 4 years, while I did other writing, of course, naturally, we very actively researched this book.
Nevin had his own desk at the Library of Congress.
You have to apply for it, and you wait for it, but you get a desk. Attached to the desk with brackets is a bookcase. You have a stack pass. You go in the stacks and find the books you want. You bring them out, great armloads of them, and pulling your shoulder muscles out of place. Put them on your bookcase. Put a slip in the box that indicates where the book is, so if someone else searches for it, why, they know where to come and find it. And you sit there and read and type your notes, and this goes on and on for months and years.
Eventually, Nevin lugged his research home to begin writing.
I had several feet worth of Xeroxes, and of course I built a library of my own of several hundred volumes.
Over the next 4 years, David Nevin pounded out his first novel on a 1935 Underwood typewriter. Dream West is now in the bookstores. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Former newspaper man David Nevin had already turned out a couple of popular histories of the West, not to mention a book about Edmund Muskie. But the character in history Nevin was most taken with was John Charles Fremont, explorer, presidential candidate, and founder of a California independent of Mexico.
The thing that grabbed me about Fremont is the story of him. He's really a splendid story. It's an action story and it's a love story, and he's involved in everything that has to do with that period of the 1840 to 1860 up into the Civil War.
The result of Nevin's fascination with Fremont, a 639-page novel called Dream West.
I'm a good writer, I think. That is, I've earned my living writing since 1950 when I went to work on the Brownsville Herald and down on the Mexican border. But a novel is a new form. I had to wrestle pretty hard with developing the character and bringing the thing to the emotional pitch that I wanted.
Does David Nevin worry that his historical accuracy might be faulted?
Yes, of course you do. And yet, I say yes so quickly, but I don't know that I really do. I think my facts are very sound. I'd be prepared to defend my interpretations. I would be very surprised if someone could say you're simply wrong on this. This was happened in some other way. I would be very surprised at that.
And sometime well into the future, will Nevin want to take down Dream West from a dusty bookshelf and read it again?
I think so. I enjoyed my time with these people. I spent 8 years with them. I lived their lives with them. They became very, very real to me. I kind of miss them now. I kind of miss that involvement I had with them. Yes, I think from time to time I'm going to revisit them and pick it up and read it and relive it.
That's David Nevin. His novel about John Charles Fremont is called Dream West, published by Putnam's. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.